Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
How much of a say is Kevin Stefanski going to have in who their quarterback is?
Yeah, based off our previous conversations, I'm very interested to find out what kind of say you want for Stefanski. I think it's got to be more say than he's ever had in any decision when it comes to the quarterback. Because if he doesn't get it right, then I need to be able to put it all at the feet of Stefanski and say, this is the guy you chose, this is the system you wanted to run, and now you got to be responsible for it.
Are you doing this under the guise that he's not had a significant stake in who his last two quarterbacks have been?
Yeah, I'm doing it under the guise that when it came to Baker, we know who made that decision. That was not Kevin Stefanski. That was John Dorsey. And when it came to Deshaun Watson, I guess we'll never truly know how much of a say he had in it, but I don't think he was the one pulling the strings there.
Yeah, I mean, I think just because he didn't select Baker doesn't mean he didn't have a say in Baker not being here.
I mean, it was John Dorsey. It was Scott McLuhan.
No, like
it was
Baker not being here.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, oh, for sure. Yeah, like he, yeah, so, for sure. But that was an arranged marriage in many respects.
Yeah, but that doesn't absolve Kevin of his role
But I'm not saying it does. I'm saying this next one, I want to be able to put something solely at the feet of his, at the feet of him. Like, if I think he's as good as I think he is, then I want to make no mistake about it. I don't want to, at the end of this, say they made a trade for J.J. McCarthy, but that was Andrew Berry who loved J.J. McCarthy. And again, you're trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. No. I want to, if you really truly, the reason why Stefanski is here is because he's supposed to be a great offensive play caller and he's supposed to be great with these quarterbacks, then I want to give him the quarterback that he feels like he has the best advantage to get this thing headed in the right direction.
What has given you the indication that he can make that pick?
It's just the idea that in the previous 5 years or so, when we've seen him be with quarterbacks, I think he's done a good job overall. I know you don't agree with that. That's fine. We've disagreed on Stefanski for a while.
No. I just think it's overstated. I think one thing's understated. I think the overstated thing is how much he's gotten out of the quarterbacks he's had here. I think Joe Flacco might be the only guy that I can say got more out of that guy here in this context than in the other recent spots. Jacoby, the stats look identical to what he did in Indianapolis his one season as starter. Baker's been better in Tampa than he has been here. Who am I missing? Jameis has been worse here than he was in New Orleans. In fairness, it's at the end of a lost season. I'll give him that caveat.
And we've debated certain aspects of all of this. We've debated parts of the Jacoby thing before.
I think the overstated thing. So the overstated thing is how often how much he's gotten out of the quarterbacks he's had here. Oh, by the way, Deshaun's been an abject failure. Not that that's all or even most of Kevin's fault. The understated thing is how much say he's actually had in the quarterbacks he's had here. I refuse to believe that Kevin Stefanski as the head coach didn't have significant say in moving on from Baker. I refuse to say if Kevin Stefanski had said Deshaun Watson doesn't fit my system, I don't think he'll be good enough, Deshaun Watson wouldn't have been here. So even if Kevin is going
I don't know about that. We disagree on that, but that's fine.
But what are you basing it off of?
What are you basing yours off of?
The fact that he's the head coach of an NFL franchise.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that made that call. Like, Jimmy Haslam has the final say in all of that.
This is the only guy with literally no power. He is the head coaching version of Paul DePodesta.
With some franchise, it does work that way. Eberflus had no power in Chicago. Like, in certain spots, it does work that way.
Yeah, but I think Eberflus didn't have a playoff win in Pittsburgh after the first year with the old quarterback.
There's a whole chain of command in different spots.
Yeah, I think we're giving Kevin an out on that. And again, my point is not...
Even if we want to give him a pass and we want to give him the out and whatever, that's fine. I'm trying to put the responsibility and the onus on him now. I'm trying to find out, push everything else to the side. If we say, you like J.J. McCarthy and that's the guy you want, then we can say, okay, at the end of that, either it worked because he can do something with quarterbacks that he has yet to show us, you know, that he is Kevin O'Connell or Sean McVay, whoever, or it doesn't work, and then you legitimately have as many reasons as you ever want to then fire him. Like, I want answers is what I want, Nick, and I want to be able to go ahead and put this at the feet of Stefanski if it does or doesn't work out.
So let's be honest. It's not necessarily that we want Stefanski to have all the say in who the quarterback's going to be. It's you want them to tell you. Right? Because because they've muddied the waters on who got rid of Baker and who got rid of Deshaun and who decided to just select DTR.
They didn't muddy the waters. It was John Dorsey that selected Baker. We know that.
No, talking about moving on from Baker and then trading for Deshaun.
Yeah, that's been muddy.
Why do you think they're going to do that anyways?
No, they're not going to. Expecting them to. But if you're asking me what I would do, I would put all the onus on him.
But how are we going to know?
That doesn't mean we ever find out. That's just what I would do.
But then how are we going to know? Because I think that's the point.
It's a hypothetical that we're playing with. Like, if I was in charge, what would I do? If I'm Jimmy Haslam, we'll never find out these answers. We'll never find this out. They're never going to go to the podium and say, this is all on Stefanski. But if I'm Jimmy Haslam, that's what I do. I say, Stefanski, it's your call. You're dying your dance for, buddy. You get to choose who you want. You turn him into something great because you keep telling us you're good at this quarterback thing. It'll be your system. It'll be your quarterback. And if it doesn't work, don't let the door hit you where the good word splits you. You're gone.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Stefanski conversation is two parts. Because I think it's who chooses the quarterback, but I also think it's, do you just say, do you want to go back to your old system? Right? And then if he does, you do it. Because I think, I think we've seen with any of these different quarterbacks, like Baker didn't 100% fit the scheme of rhythm passing. He was uncomfortable in that. It worked for a year. It didn't work for another. Then Baker was gone. Deshaun didn't 100% fit the Stefanski offense. They tried to make it work. Okay is as best he ever got. So I think my struggle here is, I think it makes a lot of sense to go back to the offense, even though it felt like kind of a, I don't want to say a half-ass, but it kind of feels like a half-ass move to a spread offense because he never really got to deploy it, and he hired Ken Dorsey as the OC, but I digress. But even then, like, is there a quarterback who one-for-one fits this offense the way it feels like with Shanahan? Like, it felt like from Garoppolo, not necessarily Trey Lance, which is interesting, but from Garoppolo to Purdy, they just did what Shanahan wanted. And that was the number one requisite skill set on why both guys had so much success. Neither of them are the most physically talented quarterbacks. Neither of them are the brainiac quarterbacks. I'm not saying they're dumb, but they're not, you know, they're not in any way complete quarterbacks, but it was just do what Kyle says. Which does open the door up for Kirk Cousins, because I think that's why Kirk has thrived and why coaches like McVay and Shanahan love him.
Right.
But so I think that's it's a catch-22 for me of, well, all right, I'm totally cool. Yeah, Kev, you want to go run your offense? Go run your offense. Is he going to try and shoehorn a quarterback that doesn't fit his system, though? Because he's done that a few times.
We know Kirk Cousins would. In many respects, we know Kirk Cousins would, but I know you don't like Kirk Cousins. That's why, and that's fine. We have injuries. We have all sorts of things we can talk about Kirk Cousins. But that's why I like J.J. McCarthy a lot.
So real quick on the, because we can get to the J.J. McCarthy thing, because I think it's an interesting conversation. It's not that I don't like Kirk. I just wish we'd all understand and just realize here. Because I think we're all talking about this like, man, what a salient plan. No, this is desperate.
Kirk Cousins is not a good plan.
This is 100% a Hail Mary.
What you're dealing with in every aspect of this.
It's not that I don't like Kirk Cousins. I understand the value of it. I just can't say right now I think definitively it's going to work out.
The comp for J.J. McCarthy coming out of the draft was a more athletic Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
He can play in a Stefanski system. In fact, I can make an argument it would be perfect for a Stefanski system. Like, I love the idea of J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess price is dependent. You're going to have for a sure. top three pick.
We don't even know if Minnesota would even be interested in entertaining an offer there. They might franchise tag Darnold and make sure that Darnold can do it one more season while keeping J.J. before they make a move. Or they might realize that they need a lot of assets right now and take advantage of the way that we're talking.
Yeah, I mean, or they might just keep them both. You know, keep
them
both.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Okay, I got you. McCarthy's interesting. Like, it's tough because it's a better plan to me than forcing Cam or Shador.
No, I think JJ makes the most sense for Stefanski.
I'm just trying to figure out the price because they're going to want a first rounder for their first rounder, and I'm not giving up a top three pick for them.
I heard a couple people yesterday making the suggestion that it would be a second and a fourth. Can I interest you in a second and a fourth?
Can I do like a second this year and a fourth next year?
Yeah, I'm sure you could divvy them up whatever way you wanted. Questy's going to be that.
Then if you got a number one pick, then I'd feel more comfortable trading down, getting a couple extra picks and restocking.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Schefter said a first round pick.
He said first and some.
Yeah, I heard a lot yesterday, and everyone that I was hearing from was saying second and fourth in that regard.
In fairness,
who knows? It's all hypothetical.
Yeah, in fairness, trying to pinpoint that right now feels a little futile. But yeah, I mean, if you said what's a better plan going for next year, JJ and still having the number one pick, or Cam Ward, and that being your number one pick, whether it's the 1, 2, or 3 pick, yeah, I'd probably go J.J. McCarthy. But again, to get back to what you say, I do think Kevin should have, I always think the head coach should have 100% say. If you're the offensive coordinator, if you're here because you're the head offensive coordinator,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the head coach, I think you should. But Kevin has given me a little bit more doubt than some others that he's going to be able to land the plane on that. And I can tell you that automatically starts to chip away, even if I like the idea like J.J. McCarthy.
But again, you're living with that doubt. But if you were in charge of the team right now, Stefanski wouldn't be here. They're not living with that same doubt. That's why he's still here.
Oh, I don't think teams ever have 100% certainty in coaches or anything. I think you always have doubts. Until a guy wins a Super Bowl or until you have 3 or 4 or 5 or 7 straight winning seasons, like I think sometimes we overplay of it's 100% one way or another.
That's fair.
So but getting back to it, like, yeah, I here's the thing. I can absolutely see the merits of just about anything, even if you truly think Cam Ward and Shador Sanders are going to be a franchise quarterback, even doing that atop the draft. I'm not as sold on any of those guys. Like, even J.J. McCarthy, when I watched him in Michigan, I didn't think a franchise quarterback. I thought he was a really nice quarterback. I could understand.
Yeah, well, and the conversation with him, even though he's wildly accurate and he was 27-1 at Michigan and won a title and everything attached to it, was that it was a pretty perfect situation for him.
Well, and in the second half of that season, and now J.J. was hurt. Got to mention that. J.J. was also hurt last year, hurt this year.
Which is a part of the combo, too.
I will say the best Michigan played was when they were ground and pound and taking care of the football, and it wasn't J.J. throwing the ball around the yard.
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen, by the way, Iowa State protected Brock Purdy and never let the guy throw. He went to the NFL and was throwing like 40 times a game as a rookie. So, like, I understand that just because maybe that's not how your team won in college doesn't stop you from doing that. But, yeah, I mean, I of all the scenarios on how price to...
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Depending on all the scenarios on how can you get back to and get close to sustained winning starting next year, I think JJ's as much of a chance. And listen, I don't know that that means you win, quote unquote, next year with JJ. You might be a 7 or 8 win team. That's okay.
Yeah, he might need some time to grow and develop.
If you got a young quarterback.
But it's a real plan.
You know
Nick.
Who it is? It's the Drake May thing. It is the idea of if you're in New England right now and you can have a top three pick coming out of this year and Drake May, even if you're still a little on the fence about Jerod Mayo, even if you're a little on the fence about some of the others, you're looking at this saying, we found the franchise quarterback.
And that's the whole
goal. Now
he
just needs to play.
Right, and that's the whole goal.
Like, that is the one thing. I thought we were incredibly patient, fans were, with Baker, right? Mm-hmm. Until they weren't. But that became about expectations. That didn't, that was about the organization and not Baker. I digress. But my point was, like, fans every year were like, nah, this is Baker's year. And it took 3 years to actually be Baker's year. So I think fans will show you. If you draft a guy or if you trade for a young guy, and he shows you, he just shows you glimmers.
Well, let's be honest. Yeah, Baker did that in the halftime of the Jets game on Thursday night in his very first game.
Yeah, I mean, if you just get glimmers. Like
that was enough for everybody.
That is the ultimate scenario. The problem is you just got to make sure you take the right one. I think give me J.J. McCarthy over Shador or Cam Ward. Again, price dependent. I'm not giving up a first and. I'm not doing that.
Right, but I think we've settled on this in the right way.
Yeah.
I mean, again, and when I talk about Shador and Cam, it's not like I talk about them like I'm like infatuated with them. Not the same way I would be with JJ. JJ brings that brings real hope there. But I do love the idea of putting a lot of this on Stefanski's plate. And again, we're never going to find it out. That's not going to be something that we're going to be privy to because it's not how they operate over there. But I do love the idea of behind closed doors has them being like, hey, Barry, you're not in this one. Yeah. Stefanski, this one's on you. And then they get to really find out.
Yeah, but I think, and here's the other thing. I also think that's also, I'm like a lot of people. I think they're both a little bit overrated. I think Kevin, because of the two coaches of the year, is massively overrated. But if we're saying, who do you want to pick the next quarterback for the Cleveland Browns? Yeah, I don't want Andrew Berry near it. But honestly, I don't think it's smart. In fairness, we can draw back to the Baker thing. The GM decided the quarterback. And that's because he saw, he being John Dorsey, saw Ted Thompson and before him Ron Wolf decide Brett Favre and then decide Aaron Rodgers.
Well, and to be fair to John Dorsey, he decided a guy named Patrick Mahomes, and that worked out pretty well in Kansas City.
And so, but like, I would prefer in this case, especially with my even more limited trust in Andrew than I have in Kevin, yeah, it'd probably be Kevin. If this is going to be the thing going forward, I think it makes, because here's the thing, that might be the one out you can give him. If Kevin voiced any sort of issues about restrictions or whatever, reservations about Deshaun, it probably was, it didn't really fit my system. Same thing with Baker, honestly, in taking over the job. Like, yeah, square peg, round hole kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
216-474-0092. Let's go with, where you want to go here?
Let's go to Eddie.
Eddie in Westlake, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I hear what you guys are saying about letting Kevin Stefanski, but you know what? Let me tell you. I mean, I don't know. I guess, you know, I think differently about this. I mean, I think more highly of Andrew Berry than I do of Kevin Stefanski, just for the simple fact that at the very least, Andrew Berry, I don't care what else, and they had a few cornerstones, maybe 2 to 3 on each side of the ball prior to him coming in. But 3 of these 5 years he's been here, we've been talking about these rosters are top 5 rosters. So, I mean, you know, you can't coach the team, too.
Yeah, but when
wait a minute, let me finish.
Let's finish in a second, buddy, because I wanted to rebut a specific point. But now going on 3 of those 5 seasons, we've talked about a top 5 roster, and they've not been a top 5 team. So it's proven that maybe the rosters weren't that good.
So, wait a minute. That's not just the people in Cleveland. That's nationally. So maybe the national people got it wrong, too, because they were always talking about our depth and, man, the Browns don't have any weaknesses, this, that, and the other. But yet, when you take Kevin Stefanski, if you take out a COVID year that we went to the playoffs where it was all them other different restrictions, and then take out a year where we had a historically all-around best defense in the history of the NFL, if you take them 2 seasons out, you know, sign me up for Kevin Stefanski as my offensive coordinator. As my head coach, taking care of all these other dynamics of being a head coach, not so much. You know, I mean, you know, we say that if Kevin Stefanski got fired, he'd have a job. Yeah, he'd have an OC job yesterday. But would he have a head coaching job if he got fired today? I don't think so. I'm sorry, I don't think so. But I'm looking at these rosters, and I'm telling you now, Andrew Berry has struggled in on the offensive side of the ball, particularly in the draft. But, man, these defensive players between this draft and these trades, you know, he's money. So, I mean, I don't know.
Jordan Elliott? Is it Jordan Elliott?
Did he take Jordan Elliott?
Yeah. What about Perrion Winfrey? Is
he? Did he take Jordan Elliott? Jordan Elliott was here for 15 years. Jordan Elliott was Don Dorsey. I mean, it was Don Dorsey.
No, Jordan Elliott was year one. Jordan Elliott was 2020.
Was 2020 their first year?
Yeah.
Oh well, then that was that Jordan Elliott was a bad pick.
You're naming
one pick, but you're talking about all these trades. All I know is the
what about Ricardo LeCount?
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what draft was he in? The sixth round? I mean, you're going to all these big. Listen, man, all I'm trying to tell you is if the national people are saying 3 out of 5 years you've been here, you have a top five roster. You got to coach the roster, too. So you're expecting Andrew Berry to draft it, to put the people on the roster and then coach it, too?
What about Greg Newsom?
Well, Greg Newsom, I'm lukewarm on Greg Newsom, but Greg Newsom is if they traded him today, they could get a probably maybe a high third or maybe a two for him, but they can get a three for sure.
In what world?
I don't know.
Eddie, we are up against a buddy. Sorry to cut you off. We got to run. Not a chance in hell.
What world is that happening?
No, that's just no. It's okay.
They wouldn't give you the chlorine to then throw Rodney McLeod in the pool. I didn't mean to call him that. I've never called him that before. I don't know why that came out.
It's a Nick Wilson malapropism.
Rodney McLeod.
Yeah. The real feelings
are
coming out.
I've never called him that before.
How much of a say should Stefanski have in the quarterback position going forward? Mike, Tony, Tommy, you guys next. And a bit of breaking news on the Cavs-Mavs game tonight next on 92.3 The Fan.